Okay, we'll keep updates as we get them coming in, calling them in. That's going to be first and 10 with 9:50 to go here in the second quarter, 14-0 to score out of the I formation. Hands to the fullback again, number 40 carrying this one, Jared Philpott. This time goes off the left side between the left guard and center and picking up big yards, just pumping those legs.
And as much power as he showed on the previous run, and this one it was all speed. He just was in there quick, just a nice quick run for 8 yards.
So Brandon Patello coming back in, talking to the coach in the sidelines, runs back into the huddle. The ball on the 22-yard line. It'll be second and 3 to go here with 9:15 to go in the second quarter. Deckerville Eagles out of the I formation. Patello barks at the signals, pitches out to the left side, getting some wheels there from his halfback. I like that downfield block, Jared Philpott. You know, didn't get the ball, but he had a nice contained block down there, give him a chance to pick up a few yards. Number 5, Austin Fritsch carried the ball, showed some good wheels outside, running in the back out of the I formation.
Yes, he did, and that could have been an even longer run, but that was number 24, Kendall Pulaski, out there on the corner. We mentioned him making that catch on the Warriors' last possession. Interestingly enough, Kendall's mom is the Deckerville superintendent.
Really?
Yeah, so he's, he would love to have a big game here tonight.
Oh, boy. Well, he's got some speed. He showed that right there. Good thing they had it, because that was enough to contain it. It'll stop that from a touchdown. So fake cross, hand up off the middle, and another big gain running off that center and right guard for the Deckerville Eagles.
And they're just running right through the Warrior defensive line a little bit too easily. North Huron is going to have to do something behind that line to stop that gap.
It almost looks like the Warriors on defense, they can't do both, but they're focusing on either the line or the containing the receivers. And when they focus on the wrong one, they're just getting hammered. But I'll tell you what, the Deckerville Eagles, no matter what you do, they've got some strength in the inside. They got some speed, good hands. You got a tough team to play here. Another charge right up the middle for the Deckerville Eagles. Looks like we're going to have a first and 10. Awfully close to the goal line, about the 3-yard line.
Yeah,
so it'll be first and goal.
These Eagles, they are not one-dimensional at all. I mean, Dan Brown's got some weapons in his arsenal. He can go right at you. He can go around you. And there's a lot of football to be played. I think we're going to see a little bit of everything.
So on the 3-yard line, here we go. Goal to goal. Out of the pro set. Power left. Hands off to the fullback. And in for the score. Number 40 back in. 43. I think that was 43. Yeah. Yep. Wade Saldana takes it in for the touchdown. Standing up. But had a few hits, rolled off, and stayed on 2 feet. And for the score, scores 20-0. 7:36 to go here in the second quarter. Deckerville Eagles on top. So we'll go for the extra point.
And if you're North here, and this is where you have to say, look, boys, there's 3 quarters left. We're not going to win it in one play. We just got to start doing what you've been practicing.
There you go. Back again out of the pro, strong left hand up again, back up the middle, and really nobody touching him that time. 43, Wade Saldana in for the score and in for the extra point. So with the score 22-0, 7:36 to go here in the second quarter, Cruise 102.1 FM Sports. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back after these.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Hey folks, RJ McGarrah, Internet Sales Manager at Moore Motor Sales in Caro here. Check out our webpage at www.themooreautogroup.com for these hot deals. We have a 2015 Dodge Grand Caravan. Internet prices sell at only $18,997. Or how about a 2015 Lincoln Navigator? This is a dealer demo that not only has some great pricing, we can also offer 0% for 72 months financing. You'll get these great deals and more at www.themooreautogroup.com.
Deckerville Field. The score 22-0. Deckerville Eagles kicking off at the 40-yard line for the North Huron Warriors. To the North Huron Warriors, number 19, Shane Maurer, the speedster back there, ready to grab it.
Whoa!
And wow, a straight up kick. Oh, did the Warriors touch it? This might be an onside kick straight up in the air. That thing went 20 yards up. And they're fighting for the ball. Let's see who's got it. And the Warriors seem to have it in their hands.
Looked like there was a pile of people fighting for the ball at 45, but at the 45-yard line the whole time, Kendall Pulaski actually had the ball and was getting mugged by the rest of the Deckerville defense.
Yeah, but eight of them were fighting it out on the inside.
And he was 10 yards away from where they thought the ball was.
Yeah, I was looking to that interior. All of a sudden, he's trying to break away on the outside. Well, that would have been a great play, but almost an onsides and a recovery there by the Deckerville Eagles, but the Warriors will get it back out of the I formation. Nick Schramsky, the quarterback, under center. Fakes a handoff. It's going to be a keeper off the left side. Quick pitch out. Oh! Pitches out to the left side, but actually pitched it back to Shane Maurer. Not a good pitch. Maurer had to run back about a yard or two to get that. Boy, that could have been costly if that fumble, but good thing Maurer had some hands.
Yeah, he actually ended up further back from where the pitch was given, and now we got a holding penalty.
Holding against the Warriors. We're going to march him back a few yards. If you're just joining us, this is Cruise 102.1 FM, WLEW Sports. What a crowd we have here at Deckerville. I've never seen this. Are you sure we're not at the big house? It looks like almost 109,000 here tonight.
There is a good crowd. They're wrapped around to this football field
wrapped
right now.
They're about 10 deep over to the side, both sides of the bleachers. That's great to see. What a super turnout here for the Deckerville homecoming.
I'm regretting not buying a 50-50 ticket.
I know. Well, you know what? Maybe we can break you away and go get us some of those raffle tickets for those fruit baskets, too. Warriors take the pass out of the shotgun, looking wide open. He's got a pass out to the 50-yard line, to the 48, and the Warriors find a complete one. That's one they've been looking for, the 32, Adrian Tibbetts.
First time we've called his name tonight, but that was a nice catch, and he's wrapped up real quick by Lucas Arswald, the junior. He saved a big game. He saved a touchdown.
About a 25-yard pass there for the Warriors. Very nice. Kelly, got any updates?
We do. The Cass City and Bad Axe game. Cass City is leading the Hatchets at the end of the first quarter, 14-0.
There we go.
Whoa. Homecoming. It won't hold.
Back out of the pro set. Shotgun hand off the right side. They're getting some beef in there. It's number 60, Corey Sosnowski. And at fullback, puts his head down and drives and picks up a few more. Nice carry there by Corey Sosnowski. The Warriors going into a different offense here in IC, Chad.
Yep, open it up a little bit, then coming back to the power. And that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to diversify a little bit out there.
They're going with that power backfield, so they got the quarterback in the middle and both backs to each side out of the shotgun. Coach Fisher calling, changing the play there, looked like at the last second. The team was ready to go out there, and he huddled them back up. Sharamsky changes the play now out of the I formation. Number 60, Corey Sosnowski into the fullback. Hands off to the tailback. Oh, met there in the middle. Might pick up a yard or two. But the Deckerville Eagles.
I think that was Philpott with the initial contact on Maurer. Looked like Maurer had a good head of steam, was going to get somewhere, but Philpott came in from that linebacker spot and just kind of drilled him.
81 also in Austin Spatzel there. Number 5, Austin Fritsch. So we've got a 4th and 3 for the North Huron Warriors. They're knocking on the door. They've got to get these 3 yards on this one to get some scoring on the board. And at the 48-yard line. Back out of that power set. We'll do a little cross and just about grabbed on the backfield. Still on his feet. Fumble ball. Fumbles it forward. This is going to be a Deckerville ball. Well, you know what? Probably better if they weren't going to get the first down. They actually fumbled it forward about 5 yards. This might be the worst field position Deckerville's had all game here, starting out on the 40-yard line.
I think you're right, and it did look like he was going to be just short if he were to go down, so that probably, you know, bought the Warriors an extra 5 yards of field position.
Right, Corey Sosnowski was just driving those legs, and I thought he just might break free.
Oh, his second effort was so close.
So here we go, again out of the pro set for the Deckerville Eagles, both backs in the backfield. Quarterback's going to roll out right. Wide open receiver number 13's wide open. Gets behind the defender.